Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome to the 87th episode of Interlude Army. Today we'll be talking about Hobie Palooza, promotions for bad decisions, and more. Let's get it.
Welcome back to Interlude Army. I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
If you wish to support the podcast, we do have a Patreon page, patreon.com/interludearmypodcast. For just $2 a month, you help us keep the podcast going and deliver more episodes to you. Again, that's patreon.com/interludearmypodcast. Thank you. We just got back from Hobie Palooza, so we're going to talk about our experiences there. Yeah. But how are you feeling? Like, wait, when did you get back?
I actually got back the day after, so Monday? Yesterday for me.
Wow, okay.
As of the recording of this episode, it would be yesterday. Yeah, it was like early, not like super, super early, but it was pretty early. So we had to like, as soon as we got to the hotel, we were like, we gotta go to sleep. And then, you know, be prepared for the next day. But yeah, like I am a bit tired, but
I could hear it.
Oh, she's dragging me. She said I could hear it. but other than
that, it's just so crazy. Cause no, let me explain myself.
Okay.
Cause you know we talk to each other literally every week, if not every week, almost every day we're playing Overwatch. Yeah. So it's so crazy, like to the point now where I could hear it in Jose's voice. Like if there's something wrong. But proceed.
Okay. Proceed. You're right. Yeah, like my energy's a little low, but it's for all good reasons, you know, because it's like coming from Lollapalooza and Hobie Palooza, like it's because a lot of energy went towards that, you know what I mean? So right now I'm like plugged in, so I'm trying to recharge, you know. We're bot mies, you know, we are bots at the end of the day, you know how like aunties love to say. So I'm just recharging right now, but I'm okay. How about you, Roseanne?
That's good. Same. I feel like I'm trying to catch up on everything. It's like I'm delayed with everything that's been going on. And now that Hobie Palooza has happened, it's just crazy because we're already on to the next promotion that's going on. It's so crazy. But I just got back yesterday as well, but I got in a little like later, like 11 p.m. on Monday. So I don't know why I feel like everything was just a dream. And just at this point, it literally, Jose, it feels like a dream. And we're going to go over our experience and all of that. Yeah. So I ended up going for Saturday and Sunday. We got the tickets for both days because it was my friend's birthday on that Saturday. So it's like Hobie Palooza felt like on an amazing weekend for her. Mm-hmm. And so we went to go watch TXT. And this was my first festival ever, you guys, and that's what I was kind of nervous about because I kind of know how the crowds are. So My Saturday experience was very different from the Sunday experience, because Sunday I just stayed in one area. But Saturday, you know, we went around, yeah. We're checking out the stage, and TXT, I don't know why they had to put TXT on that stage, because previous to that, that's, you know, a lot of things happen on that stage. You know what I mean? And so the crowd, let me just say this in a nice way, like the crowd was just very different. And low-key, Jose, I was, like, just scared. We were literally waiting for TXT, like, on the side, like, by the bathrooms. Like, we're staying away from the crowd. Uh-huh. Because I'm just not used to that. You know what I mean? Right. Like, I'm jumping around, moshing. Like, I'm down for, like, you know, having fun. But, like, when beer cans are being thrown around, when, like,
what you mean is, like, when it looks a little dangerous, you're kind of like, maybe not.
Yeah. So there was an artist stage where literally they also had to pause because people were like pushing and shoving, and like, yeah, it was just, yeah, I was on the side with my friend. We're just waiting patiently for TXT. But I did want to say TXT did amazing. I'm so happy. Yeah. A lot of MOAs came to support them. The only complaint I had, Jose, is that it was literally only 30 minutes long.
Oh, wow.
It was only 30 minutes long. So, I mean, I don't know what exactly happened. They were scheduled for like 45 minutes, but then, yeah, they only did 30. But yeah, so that was my day one. I mean, Jose,
No, sorry. I don't want to like interrupt, but now I'm interested. Do you know, did they start right on time, like the time that they said they would, or maybe they got pushed back or anything?
No. So they started 10 minutes later, and then they ended 5 minutes earlier. So, I mean, I'm sure they performed their set list. I'm just not too sure as to why their set was a lot shorter, because all of the artists previous to them was all an hour long.
Right. Like a minimum, right? Like a minimum of an hour.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe something
happened, like something behind, you know, backstage, like something maybe that's not like in their hands. Like maybe something happened where it was like shorter than expected.
Maybe. I don't know. But I just, you know, I hope like the people who put this all together like feel like TXT deserves a longer set, because right. Just from, you know, what I noticed is just, you know, compared to a lot of artist fans, we're just different. You know what I mean? Like, we're gonna be there and support them. And so, yeah, I think that was the same thing, Jose, with Hobie Palooza on Sunday. They were not expecting this kind of turnout for fans. Right. Which I don't understand why they underestimate armies all the time. But I'll get into that in a bit. But I want to ask Jose, how was his experience for Sunday?
Now, because we'll talk about like the actual set later, like Rosalind said, like when it comes to like Hobie. But as far as my Lollapalooza experience, I flew in Saturday. So we flew in Saturday morning. We got there like around, must have been like maybe 10 a.m. And like when we got to the hotel, we were like, we don't even know if we're gonna be able to check in, because check-in is not until like 3 p.m. But then the lady was like, no, you're fine, like your room is we have a room ready. I'm like, okay. So we were so lucky. We were really tired, so we took a long nap, girl. We woke up until like 1 p.m. Literally, we woke up until like 1 p.m. and we were like, we gotta go eat, walk around. So we actually went to the Art Institute Museum in Chicago. We had some sushi like downtown as well. We were just like walking around and stuff, and then just stayed the night a little bit. Not a little bit. We stayed the night in the hotel because we were like, let's just like chill, relax, because we're going to need all the energy we need tomorrow, you know, which is Sunday for Hobie Palooza. And we actually ended up going around, I think it was like 12:30, like between 12:30 and 1, if I remember correctly, that's when we actually headed over to the venue, or to the area, to the park. And it was really interesting to see, because a lot of army, because I went online, and a lot of armies were already in line for when the gates were going to be open so that they could get barricade. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I was like, y'all are brave. Y'all are strong because...
Oh, for real.
Oh, my God. Like, you guys, like, it's literally in the open. Like, there's no shade anywhere. So I was just like, you're going to be there the entire day in the sun. Like... Girl, it was, I was just like, good luck, because I was like, I can't do that. Like, I'm not that strong. Like, I need to, like, eat, go to the restroom, walk.
Oh my God, Jose.
So,
don't even talk about restroom video.
So when we went, I was like, and then actually my boyfriend went with me too. So it was like, I can't make him either. You know, like, if I'm sure I can do it, where like I can wait the whole day too, but I can't make him do that. You know what I mean? Because he's like, I'm not trying to suffer with you, Jose. And I'm like, okay, we're going to go walk around. So we checked out other artists and other stages. And then once it was around like maybe 2-3 p.m. is when we started like getting a little closer to the Bud Light stage where Hobie was gonna be, so that way we could get at least a decent space, you know what I mean? So we saw like a lot of more other artists and stuff, but it was pretty chill. It was really hot, but we had like these fans that we used like throughout the day. But yeah, as far as like before Hobie got on stage and all that, it was like pretty chill for us. We were walking around. We had some pizza, like a cauliflower pizza. We tried to keep as healthy as possible. And then relaxing, like sitting on the grass, watching other artists that we never even heard about. We were like, oh, they sound cool. We just walked around, met a few armies that would just stop me along the way. But because there's so many people, Roseanne. Yeah, there's so many. Many people, like, you really like, because a lot of people were like, I saw you but I didn't want to say hi, and then so we were like, I couldn't find you, Jose. And it was like, well, there's so many people, you really don't like stop to look for anybody because there's so many people walking around, you know what I mean? So you're just trying to get to your focus is on something else, so you're just like trying to get food or the restroom or water, whatever the case. But for me, it was nice. I can't speak for everybody because I know a lot of people were probably just there for J-Hope. And I mean, honestly, that's the only reason I went too. But I wasn't going to wait the whole day at Barricade. You know what I mean? Because it was like, know I'm not going to, I'm not that strong. But Roseanne, I know you did. So I need to know what's the tea, honey. Because I need to know. Let me know.
Oh, God.
Let us know.
Well, here, I didn't camp, right? But my friend's friend, she camped. Her and her sister camped since 1 in the morning. They were there.
Oh.
And, I mean, they got really, really good views. I think they were, like, either... They were really close to Barricade. They were either, like, second... They were second row to Barricade.
Wow.
But that's the thing. Like, we kind of knew we were not going to be Barricade because armies were already camping there. But our aim was a little bit different. So we kind of knew everyone who was camping would try to go for the front, obviously. So our goal was more towards, like... The Barricade kind of, like, goes around a little bit, and, we were trying to get more of the middle side Barricade, because our concern was just we didn't want to get squished, basically.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so we got there as soon as the doors opened. It was 11 in the morning. We went through, and we basically got the spot we wanted. Like, it was right to the it wasn't, like, the super corner back, but it was, like, still close to the back beside the Barricade. So we were there, Jose, like, oh my gosh. I never thought I'd be so thankful for clouds. But I was like, thank you, clouds. Like, Hobie be shining, you know, he's the sun. Yeah, he's shining, he's shining through. I'm like, Hobie, please. Not right now. It is so hot. That's the problem, but I felt so bad because people who were up close, Jose, they were standing the whole time. They couldn't sit. No. We got to sit because we were towards the back. You know, we're chilling. So we're just sitting down, chilling. And the problem was, too, is like once you're there, you can't leave. Like, or you can't really leave. You can, but you got to be brave to come back in because sometimes, you know, you just can't get through. And so my friend who was in VIP, they got like drinks and cold rags and all that stuff. So she brought one for me. She said she had to like fight through the crowd to get through and just give that to me. And then she like left after. But I think if it wasn't for that cold rag, I don't even know. I wasn't even drinking. I was drinking water, but not as much either because I didn't want to use the bathroom.
Right.
And it was nice though. The staff was working really hard to keep us all hydrated. They kept handing out water. They passed out cardboard boxes so we could use as fans or to cover ourselves. And for a little bit in the beginning, they were spraying us with water. But wow. Then they were told later on, like, to not do that anymore because they needed more drinking water just in case. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's better for people to drink it, I guess, than to, like,
right.
spray it on themselves. I don't know. It was nice for a little bit, though, when they were spraying us with water. It was just... I don't even know how I did it. I don't even know. Like, I've done this before, and it's so funny. The last time I ever did this, I did this for BTS in 2017 when they first came for... the Billboard Music Awards. And then I waited for them from 4 in the morning until they went to the red carpet around 4 or 5 p.m.
Listen. Oh my God. The willpower. I you're my hero, Roseanne, because girl.
I don't know. The things we do. I swear, Jose, sometimes I question myself. Me and my friends, like, why do we do this? Like, but we do it out of love. Like, we love the boys so much. We will literally be out in the sun for hours. So, yeah, that was my experience. And I'm glad that we lived through it all.
Y'all are. And it's because the thing is, I don't know if, like, people. Because, you know, probably people who were at home might have an idea or something like that. Because when you get, like, GA or whatever, some people might not really know what that means. Or, like, if there's assigned seating or something like that. Like, you guys, this is a park. Like, it's open. So, unless, like Roseanne said, unless you had VIP, which is you do have a designated area. Even still, in those designated areas, there's no, like, assigned seating. You just have to find your space. But if you're GA, just general admission, and it's the open park, it's just wherever you are able to go, that is where you are. And like Roseanne said, if you're trying to go to the restroom, water, eat, or whatever the case is that you're trying to get out, good luck getting back in. Because people are not going to let you. And if they do, then you got lucky.
It's just always so scary, guys. Like, I understand. Like, it's just a whole battle because... you want to stay hydrated, but then you don't want to use the bathroom. Like, oh my gosh, like, it's just so dangerous.
Like you said, like you, Roseanne, maybe there were so many people out there that, like, they'd never been to a festival. We were literally talking to, like, a family where we were standing. There was a family behind us, and one girl was like, this is my first concert, like, ever, like, concert experience. I was like, and we were like, girl, if you obviously she survived it, but we were like, you're gonna survive a festival like this, then concerts are gonna be an easy breezy cover girl. Because literally this is, like, extreme, you know what I mean? I think people just aren't prepared, like, because they just don't know what festivals are like. And that's the thing, it's like, you have to really think about, like, going to the restroom, drinking water, eating. You're sacrificing a lot if you want to stay in a specific spot and not lose it. You know what I mean? Aside from that, I think everybody there had a great time because all I heard was, like, oh my God, that was amazing. That was so good. Yes, and, like, having fun and all the photos and, like, armies meeting each other and stuff. So as far as that goes, I feel like that's just the only downside, guys, that, like, maybe some people aren't prepared. But I feel like that happens in pretty much every festival a lot. There's always going to be newbies that just don't know, like, how to prepare for it, unfortunately. But I know it's a learning experience, so, like, when the next time comes around, you know what you're going to do, you know? Or you know what you're, like, you got to prepare
for. For sure. But other than that, like you mentioned, Jose, everyone, it's just kind of like, as soon as Hobie came out, all the tiredness, it went away.
Yes.
It went away. So, oh my gosh, literally, I was just so happy because, you know, all of us were there to support Hobie, and I know he was just so happy to see the turnout of it. And from what I know, Hobie had made history as the artist with the most ticket sales for Lollapalooza in history. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I I don't know the exact like statistic, but I did see that too. I read somewhere where it was like fastest selling or most. It was one of those two for Sunday, like in history, you know what I mean? So
because
it's one of those.
Previous to Hobie being announced, the tickets weren't even halfway sold out. But then as soon as he was announced, boom, it literally like sold out. And yeah, I saw that on an article or written around media. But
yeah.
Other than that, it was just such an amazing set. You could tell that Hobie worked so hard to prepare for this 1 hour long stage. Yeah. And it was even the way he came out, his his long hair, when he came out with his long hair, Jose, I was like, this is the vibe. This is the vibe. And just the way he came out of that box, everyone was kind of like, you know, theorizing that as well. When we saw the box, like, oh my God, he's going to jump out of it. You know, like a jack in a box.
Yeah.
But his live, his vocals, we already knew he eats CDs for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack time. But it's... His live vocals with the band. I just wish they had like a CD or audio, like official audio of his band, like performance, because it just sounds so good with live, a live band and his live vocals. It's just, oh, I don't know where to begin, Jose. You could start amazing. From we gotta like go in sets. I don't even know where to begin, Jose.
It was amazing. Like I gotta agree with you when you said that once he came out, like. We didn't feel any pain anymore because I literally told my boyfriend, like, he can, like, testify. I told him once he came out, like, my feet were not hurting anymore.
I know, right?
It was, like, me and him, we were on a date. Okay. No, I'm just kidding.
What? Oh.
I'm completely being Delulu right now. I'm totally joking. Oh, but literally, like, my pain went away. I was like, this is what I'm here for. This is what I came for. This is why we're here. And girl, like you said, the hair. I saw the hair and I was like, it just works. Because it's the headbanging. It just works. The vibes, it just works. It works with the concept. It works with the outfits. Because he changed, obviously, but it just worked throughout. The vocals were on point. He had like the set, like the jacket, obviously the box, and then like the screens and like the graphics, the visuals. It was so amazing. Even the way he teased it, like with just putting more, like the word more with question mark, is like, oh, yeah. We are ready for this. Like ARMY was ready.
Yeah, no, for sure. It gave me so much energy, and it's kind of like. I mean, he had his outfit change as well. Like, everything was just prepped so well. But I think also the fact that they kept Becky G hidden. I'm sure you were also, like, really excited for that, Jose. Because a lot of people were actually speculating at one point that Jimin might be the one to come out for Chicken Noodle Soup. Because Jimin was there.
Listen, so the girl, because like, remember I mentioned a family that was next to me or beside us. This girl was like, I heard that Jimin was sound checking Chicken Noodle Soup. Like, people heard his voice. And I was like, don't play with me. Like, do not play with me because I will die. And then I was like, but wait, I think Becky G could come out because it's like usually with festivals, special guests come out, you know, make a surprise performance or something like that. And then I'm like, they've never performed it ever, ever, ever. And then ever since leading up to Hobie Palooza, I've been like on her IG, like checking, is she in Chicago? Is she in Chicago? I need to see the background. I need to see street names. What is going on? To turn on them the location, geolocation, Becky G, I need to know where you at. And so when she came out, I lost it. I really did. I was like, this is it. Because guys, I listened to Becky G, like not just because of J-Hope, of course. Like, I listen to her. Like, I love her music. I love her. She's so, like, super cool, chill. And I just lost it, girl. I don't know about you, but it was a lot for me. It was a lot.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sure it was a lot. Because that's immediately, like, what I thought about. I'm like, oh, my gosh. But it was so cute, though, because, you know, not only were there, the whole squad was there, like the dancers. Oh my God, I'm forgetting the dance crew name right now. But Sienna Lala was there.
The lab, right? Yeah.
Yes, the lab. And the kids related to Chicken Noodle Soup.
Yes.
That was cute. Jimin and Bang PD were like on the top left in this little balcony, like watching over Hobi as well, which was really adorable. But it's just, I just want to say thank you so much to ARMY, because especially there was this one clip where Hobi was singing and, you know, ARMYs sang out loud. Like, you could really hear us. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people kind of sometimes don't believe, like, we are loud at these venues. Mm-hmm. It's just, for example, when it comes to award shows, they usually cut out fan chants. Like, they, like, minimize ARMY voices. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I'm just so happy you could hear us in the televised version or YouTube live stream version. So, yeah, just that one specific clip where Hobi like was like, what the, you know, when he heard us, I'm just so proud. And I just know Hobi is very thankful. And I feel like this was such a big goal for him to accomplish. And it was a big leap as well, because he is the first member out of BTS to do this type of solo project, release his own solo album, and to do a festival. Like, it's just by himself, like, it's just another level of just, it's just different, you know what I mean? Especially when they talk about how they're just so used to having each other around, and, you know, it's stepping out of his comfort zone and doing this his safety zone. I was gonna say,
it truly is like historic. And then I mean, this might, some people might be like, oh my god, Jose, but like, I did get a little teary-eyed when it ended, like, I felt so proud, because it was like, he really is stepping out. Like, this is the future of BTS, where it's like they work together, but they also work in their, on their individual projects, and they're able to do it so well. Themselves. You know what I mean? So it's like, it was like seeing the future, and like, he ended it with future too. So I was like,
I know,
it all aligns like perfectly. I don't know how to explain it, guys. I think you guys are gonna be able to understand what I'm trying to say. I know Roseanne does. Like, it, like, this is the future, and it's a good thing. Like, it's happy. Like, it's seeing them happy, seeing him so happy, and like the way that, like, Jimin simply flew out to support him, you know, like, be there. That's like, so cute. People were like, he's gonna make a special appearance, which would have been amazing, of course. But then knowing also, like, no, he just simply wanted to be there, you know what I mean? Like, oh my god, like, they can do this stuff now, they're able to do this, and it's just so amazing. It's like you said, like, the first BTS member, but not only that, like, the first solo, like, South Korean artist to ever headline a festival like this. So it's like, like, it really is like monumental, historic, and it's, and people use those words a lot, like so loosely, but when we say it, it's because it's true. There's like data and facts to back it up, and it's just so amazing. And like, seeing so many like of the general public's reaction online too, where it's like they were so surprised that like the turnout, the performance, like, we're not just like fans, like, just for no reason. Like, this is like real passion. Like, we really, really support artists, and like, they put their all into it. And so, of course, we're gonna be so like happy to support and everything. So we're just happy that like we see it and the results are there. And I mean, I don't know if you noticed, Roseanne, like, the one that was mentioned the most was J-Hope, like, throughout the whole festival. Along with BTS, Becky G, Jimin, you know what I mean? Like, they were the ones that were talked about the most. So it's kind of like,
you know,
you just get with the right team, is what I'm trying to say.
They need to stop underestimating ARMY. That's all I gotta say. Because literally, like, even the staff was surprised. They were asking us, you guys really gonna stay here? I'm like, yeah. Like, what are you talking about? We're here to support our boys. I'm like, you guys don't know. I didn't want to say it, but I was like, we even camped days before a concert. Literally, remember when City Field became Tent City? ARMY's lining up for days.
Roseanne, that's so funny that you said that, because I was talking to my boyfriend and he was like, are they really gonna wait there all day? And I was like, you do not know ARMY, babe, because literally when it was allowed, like, there were people camping like days in advance, like, outside of the venue. And I'm like, this is nothing. Like,
we don't play. This is literally I mean, I'm kind of thankful now. I do miss like GA where it's standing pit, but then I'm thankful at the same time that now GA is like seated for yeah. for concerts, because I don't even know if I could camp anymore, Jose. Like that's, I say that, but then watch if another opportunity comes, watch me be out there camping again too. The stuff that I do, I swear. Like
we getting old, girl. So we just gotta think about.
I know we. Jose, it's so funny because we talked about this. We're like, oh, our feet's going to be hurt, our back's going to be... And then, like, stuff that we'd be doing, I cannot. I'm pushing my body to the limits, but, you know, it was amazing. No regrets at all.
No regrets at all, yeah. And then it was so cool because throughout the whole time, he was, like, thinking armies. He did Dynamite Tropical Remix. Yes. He had so many, like, surprise songs, Cypher Part 1. Like, it was just, like, so many surprises, too. Like, he threw in, like, a lot of his discography. Whole World was in there. Like, it was just...
Oh, my God, Cypher.
Cypher. I mentioned that literally a second ago, Roseanne. You missed it, I guess.
Oh, my God. Sorry. You know, my brain only... It's like a goldfish, so... Guys, if I don't even know what day it is, then, you know, okay.
Oh, my God. But... The next Pixar movie is going to be Finding Roseanne. You know, Finding Nemo. You don't get it?
Finding okay. Roseanne and... every minute. Okay, what? Yes. But anyway,
oh my God,
I like how all we did was talk about Homie Palooza, but I swear we could go on for hours. We could literally talk about this for the whole day. But
I just want to say, like you said, it felt like a dream. I feel that way too. Yes. Like it went so fast. Like it literally went so fast. Okay, but now that, because just like Homie Palooza wasn't a bad decision. See what I did there?
Genius.
We're gonna talk about the real bad decisions, meaning the collaboration that Benny Blanco, BTS, and Snoop Dogg. Why are you saying no? Are you trying to drag me or something?
No, I'm saying no to myself. Oh, gosh. We experienced the same thing this morning, I'm assuming.
Okay. You guys, so we were supposed to... Well, we did get it. I'm not even going to say we're supposed to because we did get it. But...
Yeah.
We got the MV trailer, number one, for Bad Decisions. Now, we didn't, you know, we're so used to actually seeing, like, a teaser, trailer, snippet, something visual of the actual music video. And I think we got, like, a PowerPoint presentation that was made by Benny, voice recorded by him, too. And it was just literally, like, Bad Decisions. Coming, Jimin, Jungkook, and we're like, okay.
Yeah. I was like, hold up, this is not the music, this is a Dynamite music video. The way he took clips from the Dynamite music video.
Yes, like, he's really not letting us have anything. At the end, I'm like, this is kind of genius. Like, he's like, you're going to wait until Friday. Like, I'm not showing you nothing.
Oh, he's a troll. He's a big troll. I mean, we did get a thumbnail for the music video. Like, we got the thumbnail, you know? So he's like laying in bed with like two BTS pillows. And I don't know if he intentionally did it to where the clock almost says 7. I don't know if it's 7 a.m. or 7 p.m. because it's kind of like time zone wise here in the U.S. That is 12 hit Hobia or Hobia. Hobia. I'm going to say Hobie Palooza.
Girl.
the phobia we have for midnight in Korea. Girl. Okay. I'm going to stop there because Hobie Palooza still stuck in my head.
Yeah. Oh my God. We're so out of it. But yes.
Okay. Sorry.
We did get the little thumbnail. He's in bed, and like Roseanne said, these pillows, Roseanne, these pillows.
They're not even official. Oh my God.
Oh my God, I can't do this.
Okay. That's it from like Etsy. Okay, I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
I was like, did he like print these out? Just like he did the PowerPoint presentation for this MV trailer. Right. But by the time you guys are listening to this, like, the song will be out, the music video will be out, well, the second MV trailer, which we're going to get tomorrow, will be out, and mm-hmm. hopefully it's not a troll, but knowing him, it probably will be. We're just excited. We know the song is gonna be amazing because we do have like 2 seconds or something like that of a snippet for this and it already is a bop already amazing.
oh my god, I cannot with us.
It's so chaotic already, and it hasn't even like started. You know what I mean? Like the song's not even here or anything, and this era is already so chaotic. I love it. So Bad Decisions will be out this Friday. By the time you guys are listening to this, you'll be listening to it, and it's amazing. Probably more than likely.
We're telling the future right now.
Yes, we are.
We know.
We really are. Yeah. We are psychics. Call me Raven.
Call me 1-800 Jose Ochoa TV. Wait, that's more than like that's more numbers. Okay, sorry. Okay, anyways, that was it for this episode. Updated, follow us on Twitter at Interlude Army PD, along with our Instagram at Interlude Army PD. If you want to send us any feedbacks or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to us today. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing week, everybody. Bye, yeah. Jose.
Bye, Army. Bye, Jose. Bye, Army. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Jung Ho Suk, Park Jimin, Kim Taehyung, Jung Jungkook, BTS.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.